Contract killings, murderers released early from prison, and fear Martin Luther King's killer could be back on the streets. All for the right price, because prisoners had the money to pay. Traced to a corrupt governor's administration, one of Tennessee's most notorious scandals is also one of its best-kept secrets. Until now. This is a WVLT Originals, a Tennessee Waltz, Ray Blanton's Last Dance. Hi, I'm Brittany Tarwater. In this episode, we bring to you 2 years gathering the facts, interviewing those who were brave enough to put their political parties aside for the safety of Tennesseans.
Ray Blanton, a target of a federal investigation.
Governor Ray Blanton either had knowledge of or participated in a scheme in the governor's office to sell pardons to state prisoners, including 26 murderers.
How much money would this one cost and how much money would that one cost?
People were paying cash for their release.
These people were buying their way out of prison, and I knew it.
We haven't sold a single one.
There's a promise of really big payday.
How much would it cost to get Ray out?
James Earl Ray, who is in prison for killing Martin Luther King.
Are you going to be signing any commutations tonight?
Well, that remains to be seen.
His 99-year sentence for first-degree murder commuted by Governor Ray Blanton.
It was like tossing a match in a can of gasoline.
The governor's office was involved in the killing of one of the people who knew the most about the pardon and parole scandal.
And what the hell are you going to do about it? And I said, you don't want to know.
It's one of Tennessee's most notorious scandals. Inmates released from prison because they had the money to pay. It's a story more than 4 decades old, but it's rarely talked about because those involved have rarely talked about it. In a way that's never been done before, we shed light on how political differences were erased to end one of the state's most corrupt chapters.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give this hearing to be the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
No matter how deeply buried under layers of lies.
Would you state your name for the record and your official title?
I'm Eddie Sisk and I'm legal counsel to the governor.
The truth.
Why? Why'd you do it?
Almost always comes out.
Temptation of all that money.
It was a cold day in Nashville, and I was writing my acceptance speech, and the phone rang about noon.
I remember distinctly the day I got to work early, and I was just walking the hallways thinking about this case.
That Governor Ray Blanton either had knowledge of or participated in a scheme in the governor's office to sell pardons to state prisoners.
To this day, then U.S. Attorney Hal Hardin and Governor-elect Lamar Alexander try not to think about January 17th, 1979. But it's a hard day to forget.
I decided that I would call Lamar.
The secretary said, Hal Hardin wants to talk with you.
I'm not calling you as United States Attorney. I'm calling you as a Tennessean. Who's got some knowledge that I think you need to know.
Governor Blanton's promised to pardon at least 6 other inmates.
Blanton was considering other unapproved releases.
Governor Blanton was about to release from custody some prisoners who were the subject of a federal grand jury investigation.
There have been federal charges. Blanton's administration took bribes for the pardons.
He said, Lamar, I'm calling as a citizen to ask you to take office early. The FBI has evidence that Governor Blanton is about to release a large number of prisoners who'd paid cash to obtain their release, including one big name, he said.
A long life, longevity has its place.
Some people speculated that might be James Earl Ray, who is in prison for killing Martin Luther King.
The apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
And so I set about spending the entire afternoon trying to think about how can we accomplish this coup in a way that's most appropriate, which has never been done before in our country, so far as I know.
My beautiful wife.
4 years ago today, January 18th, 1975, Ray Blanton becomes governor of Tennessee. On that day, almost no one would have believed his administration would end so abruptly in scandal and disgrace. After all,
Governor Ray Blanton's time in office from 1975 to 1979 was filled with scandal from the start.
It is doubtful history will be kind to the one-term governor.
The FBI became interested just as soon as Blanton and his crowd took office. There was trouble all through the Department of Transportation, highway construction project bid rigging.
I don't want to discuss cases with you. They'll be on record and they'll be on file.
There was a saying at that time that anything that wasn't tacked down was for sale in the state. Liquor license allegations and even real estate license.
He had barely gotten into office, and already they're asking him questions about these dirty tricks, that kind of stuff. So there was a lot of distrust from the very first.
Blanton blamed it all on personal animosity, especially among members of the news media.
Blanton was sort of a low-level political operative. And in 1972, when Senator Howard Baker took a campaign train across the state, we had pretty good evidence that Blanton and his allies had tried to grease the tracks with Crisco to make the train run off the tracks. Now, that sounds kind of ridiculous, but I'm pretty sure it was true.
By 1977, the FBI was investigating Blanton's administration for selling state-owned cars. But spinning violently at the center of this tornado of trouble were rumors surrounding the pardon and parole system.
Blanton says he was only doing what other governors have done.
This stuff was coming out about these names, these characters. They're going into the system, and now there's movement to start to try to get them out by other than the normal legal process. It was by the payment of money.
As governor, Blanton had sole power to issue clemency to prisoners, a common act to release inmates deemed rehabilitated, and a done deed once the governor's name is signed on the paperwork.
It was nothing short of brazen arrogance for the governor.
But the question under this administration, were the inmates ready to be released?
Acting on the excuse of relieving overcrowded conditions in the prison.
Or did pardons and commutations come for a price?
It has now spawned an ever-widening federal investigation.
There was some skullduggery going on, and that the FBI had information that maybe even people were paying cash for their release.
We're going, this isn't possible. And if it was possible, nobody would have the gall to do something like that.
Talk of questionable releases became more than just rumor, starting with Roger Humphreys.
It only seemed to get more sticky for the governor at every turn.
In 1975, the Johnson City man was convicted of killing his ex-wife and her friend, John Skull, 2 years prior.
He shot them repeatedly at close range, reloading his pistol 8 times.
He even confessed to the murders, sentenced to 20 to 40 years in prison at Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary, a place housing the state's most dangerous criminals. But he wouldn't serve nearly that much time.
It transpired that Roger Humphreys' father was a political friend of Governor Blanton.
Roger Humphreys, the son of a former Blanton patronage chief.
Governor Blanton had said he was going to pardon Roger Humphreys, who was from Johnson City and who had killed his former wife and her lover with a 2-shot Derringer by shooting them a dozen times, which means he had to reload 6 times in order to do it. And Blanton had said he was a nice young man, he was going to pardon him. That created a big storm.
Less than 2 months after his sentencing, a reporter spotted Humphreys, not behind bars, but unattended, taking pictures on Capitol grounds.
First, Blanton gave him a cushy state photographer's job, even though Humphreys had been behind bars just a few months.
Paying him $100 a month and arranged for him to have a state car.
And we had photos of Roger Humphreys out on the state Capitol steps with his camera. He had a credit card, he had a state job. It was fairly amazing.
That led into a major and long-running controversy about what was going on.
There were problems in that administration, And Roger Humphreys became sort of the poster boy of a profound problem.
And all of a sudden he is out taking photographs. And this became a scandal, even a national scandal.
I'm an elected politician. I have the authority. I have the trust of the people that elected me.
Blanton rejected any wrongdoing.
And it's all part of the political process.
Buckling down on his decision to let Humphreys out of his cell to take pictures for the state photographer's office.
That there would be no parole supervision or restrictions on most.
And the night I had the Roger Humphreys story, all hell broke loose in terms of the Blanton administration calling WSM and saying, the governor wants to come to the studio and do an interview with Carol Marine in the studio live.
Thank you for coming, Governor.
It's a pleasure.
First and foremost, the case of Roger Humphreys, serving 20 to 40 years for murder.
During the interview with Carol Marine, he promised Humphreys would be released from prison before serving his full sentence.
He merited this, and I'm going to announce to you now that before I go out of office, he's going to be pardoned.
Can you explain that decision, Governor?
Very simply. I feel like he merited
it. I say to Blanton, he's a convicted double murderer. And he said, well, he hasn't killed anybody since he got out of prison.
At one point during the interview, unprompted, he denied paroles were up for sale.
We haven't sold a single one. I don't know whether previous administrations can say that or not, but we haven't.
This was the beginning of what was called the clemency for cash scandal.
The interview sparked a firestorm of headlines and a petition to collect 1 million signatures, urging Blanton to keep Humphreys behind bars.
Let me explain it to you simple enough where you can understand it. Vocational aptitude, ability, trustworthiness, and the fact that he's performed. Now, can you understand that?
He came to WSM to lynch me, and ultimately he lynched himself.
He hasn't murdered anyone. He hasn't run off.
He murdered two people before he came to prison.
Since he's been in prison, he has not.
I think that Roger Humphreys is an outstanding, fine young man, and I intend to pardon him before I leave office.
Around the time Roger Humphreys' seemingly favorable treatment was making headlines, Marie Rajanti, a 33-year-old appointed chair of the State Pardon and Paroles Board in 1976, was the first to come forward with special insight on suspected corruption within the administration, saying the governor's legal counsel, Eddie Sisk, and other top aides pinned pardons and commutations up for sale with a list of names, including Humphreys.
He got a job right away, and he was granted, you know, he could go out during the day, didn't even have to stay in prison. And there were just things like that going on willy-nilly, and I began to challenge them. I became convinced that there was only one thing to do, and I did it. I mean, which was to go to the FBI.
We were hearing rumors, and then kind of Marie put a little bit more, you know, we had a little bit more confidence that that something was going on that would deserve some investigation.
And then I began to think about other controversial cases. And some of these people had been granted clemency. And when I saw the full correctional file, I was aghast because it was clear to me that some of those people should have never been released. These people were buying their way out of prison, and I knew it.
Billy Cole was another guy who he came up early in the investigation because they got him out almost right away.
Billy Cole was serving a 25-year prison sentence for armed robbery, suspected of cutting a $10,000 deal to get out, despite being the suspect of a double murder.
So, you know, here's somebody that we thought didn't need to be on the street.
Court records suggest Cole worked with Sisk, approaching inmates who were willing to pay money to get out of prison, including murderer Jimmy Pendleton, accused of trying to arrange a $5,000 deal to get out on time served, but was rejected when he didn't have the money to pay.
It was offensive, very offensive to us.
Marie continued feeding information to the FBI without the board knowing it, until she says Sisk fired her without reason from her position as chair.
That I was saying about looking in the mirror, can you live with yourself? And I could. I knew I had done my best and what I believed was right.
Coming up, blood on the hands of the Blanton administration as thousands of dollars is paid for the promise of freedom and growing fears that Martin Luther King's killer could get out next.
There's a promise of a really big payday.
Some people speculated that might be James Earl Ray.
He was paid by former Tennessee Governor Ray Blanton's administration to kill Pettyjohn.
He said $20,000 and I should give you the date he'll be released.
Why did I get involved?
Yeah.
Temptation of all that money.
Do you have questions, your own memories or stories from this time in Tennessee history that you'd like to share with us? We'd love to hear from you. Go to WVLT.TV to send them our way.